So, Baruch Haba, thank you everybody for taking the time to be here. Baruch Haba to Harav Goldwicht. What a special, special pleasure it is and privilege to have you with us. I'd like to first of all start by thanking the sponsors of this entire series, Toby and Nachman Lokshin, who are sponsoring this entire series for the 25th yahrzeit of Toby's father, Mr. Avram Flesher, whose 25 yahrzeit is just around now, we just passed it. And also a special, this session itself is also sponsored by the Huberfeld family, Dr. Shalom and Laurie Huberfeld. This is actually on the Bo Bayom yahrzeit of Dr. Huberfeld's father, Pinchas Huberfeld, Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron, Olav HaShalom, Nishmosai Eden, whose yahrzeit is today, no doubt. We'll be very proud of the continued Kiddush Hashem, his children and grandchildren and Mishpacha continuing to bring to the world. And it's also very special because of the Huberfeld connection to the Goldwichts, which is a very special connection as well. So Baruch Hashem, for those who are not aware how privileged we are to have Rav Goldwicht with us. Rav Goldwicht is perhaps the person who's giving the most amount of shirim per week, per year in the world, bein po, bein sham, whether it be in Eretz Yisrael, whether it be in America. Rav Goldwicht teaches not just communities and adult education. Rav Goldwicht also teaches in three separate programs in Yeshiva University. So he teaches the Yeshiva, he's a Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva program, he teaches in the BMP program, and he also teaches in the IBC program, and also somehow manages to teach Shirim from the north to the south and the east to the west of Eretz Yisrael as well. It is a great, great privilege, Arav, to have you joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We're really, really looking forward to having this conversation about somebody who I think that many of us don't necessarily know yet. We're going to be learning a lot about Harav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Some would know him as the Garizan, based on his initials. Rav Goldberg, could you give us a little bit of just an overview, a general background of Rav Zalman Nechemia for us to understand sort of the context of this incredible leader, this Torah leader?
Reb Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, born almost 90 years ago. When he born, day after the bris, the KGB take his father to the jail in Siberia. And the law was he cannot stay by any family in the neighborhood. And a few days after the brit, she really, his mom, don't have any place to stay until one of the relative organized some plane village, hour drive from the place what he born in Minsk. What interesting about Reb Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, about his life, we start a little bit with his father. His father learned in Yeshivat Volozhin with great Gdolei Olam. One of them is Hav Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and many other. And he have a small yeshiva in Minsk. And this yeshiva, he teach Torah. And the KGB catch him, how he can teach Torah. But moreover, they find wine in Aron HaKodesh. And they say, probably, he sell wine against the law. We have in some place, some pub. Why you have wine in Aron HaKodesh? Because every Motzei Shabbat, they make Avdalah to the community. And they use same bottle of wine, they drink only a little bit and put back everything to the bottle of wine for the next week. And when they find this was a decision. He cannot stay in the community and he move to Sibir. Rav Zalman Nechemia grow with his mom and the sister older for him, 6 years old. After a year, in miracle way, his father left Siberia and he come back and they stay in Minsk until age of Rav Zalman Nechemia, 2 years and few months. And they understand this is very difficult for them to stay and they move to Riga, Latvia. In this place, he stay by family, rich family, what they have shul in the house. They don't know anything about his father, anything. And the Balabait, what brings some rabbi to the shul, after a short time, Zerav passed away. And they asked the father of Zerav Menachemia to make hesped of Zerav in the shul, what you know him from the last months. And he was a great speaker. And the hesped make tremendous influence of all the community, all the neighborhood, and they make him the rabbi of the shul. Wow. And after he comes the rabbi of the shul, his life becomes more comfortable. But one day, his father, sister, his grandfather from Zalman Nehemiah, not the father's sister, is the mom of the father from Zalman Nehemiah come to visit the family. Why she come to visit? She in the way to Eretz Israel. And she see the son, Reb Avrom Goldberg, the father of Zalman Nehemiah, have a nice place, everything is comfortable, it looks okay, they enjoy the place. And she say, listen, this place in Riga is look now very nice and very great, but Stalin like to run after this kind of places. My advice to you, leave the place, move to Eretz Israel. And the father of Zalman Nehemiah say, Eretz Israel, what will you do in Eretz Israel? We cannot go to Eretz Israel. We don't have any visa in Eretz Israel. She say, I go anywhere to Eretz Israel to Simcha, his brother Mary, and I will talk to Rav Kook. And Rav Kook, remember, the father from Zalman Nehemiah from Lublin Yeshiva, and he organized for him and from the family the certificate to move to Eretz Israel. They listened to the mom, they moved to Eretz Israel, they arrived in Eretz Israel, Taf Reish Tzadik Ei. In months of Av, few days after, in Gimel Elul, Taf Reish Tzadik Ei, Reb Zalman Nehemiah, his mom and his sister. The father still stay a little bit to finish, to close everything, not move from day to day, and he come later. In Gimel Elul, Taf Reish Tzadik Ei, was the day what Rav Kook, what organized for them, the visa, he passed away. The mom of Reb Zalman Nehemiah take him to the Levaya. This was the Levaya in this time, what Eretz Israel don't see this kind of Levaya from time of Ruman Abayit. 15,000 people come to the Levaya.
It's 1935.
Okay, exactly. And she take him, she put him on the shoulder, and she say to him, my dear son, look how many people come. To who? To somebody who passed away. Why so many people come to him? You know why? People have tremendous respect and like the Torah, what he teach, and they have respect to the Torah. You see, how more you will connect yourself to Torah, more and more people will influence from you and have respect to you. And this make of him tremendous, tremendous impact. He have unbelievable memory, what he know, what he do in age of 3 and age of 4. And he can tell exactly how he stay now in this place. And when I heard this, about this biography, I say, what come to my mind, the posuk, Vezarach HaShemesh, Uva HaShemesh. Sunrise and sunset. And Chazal come and tells us, V'chein anu yodim, Shezarach HaShemesh, Uva HaShemesh. Every child know, sunrise and sunset. Is what is mean? Shelo ishka shimsho shel tzadik ze, before the sunset, sun rise of other tzadik. And Reb Zalman Nehemiah, what come to Eretz Israel, to Yerushalayim, in Gimel Elul, the day, what the great Rav Kook Zecher Tzadik Livracha passed away, this Pchinas Uva HaShemesh, and in this day, Vezarach HaShemesh. His light in this day start to come big and big and go all over the world, and we will see how this happened all over the world. His light affect all the world of Torah, of Umasim Tovim. In the moment when this happened, this was in front of his eyes all his life. This is what he say to me. And he grow in Yerushalayim. He learn in Etz Chaim. After this, he moved to Ponovich to short time, but he was a little bit young. He feel he's not his chevre. He learned in Yeshivat Chevron in Yerushalayim. Later, he moved back to Yeshivat Ponovich, and he go between great Talmidei Chachamim. Every time Reb Zalman Menachem say to me, when you talk about somebody who passed away, what we say is what's going in all the Torah, how this can affect people. To talk about people is mean what we can take from his life, what we can learn for him. But the reason why I mentioned how his gadus of the Torah, because we see later how much he was Adam Godel, more we can take for him. And not to say, come on, he's a special man. I am not in this league. And we see we are not in his league in many, many aspects, what we can take in his life. This is his life. And he obviously married the old daughter of Reb Zalman Auerbach, Rachel Auerbach, Aleha Shalom, passed away last month from the COVID. And she was the second child in the family. The first one is Reb Shmuel Auerbach, the Tzadik Livracha. She was old sister. One word about his wife, we cannot not, because all the Torah is both of them, related to both of them. When she was young, age of 18, she writes all the Piskei Halacha and some shurim from Reb Shlomo Zalman. She has beautiful right handing, and every page Reb Shlomo Zalman say, and she writes, "Venira lani yudati." With my poor understanding, I feel this and this. She said to him, "Abba, I don't understand. If you're not sure about what you write, don't write. And if you're sure, why you write Nira lani yudati? What? I don't understand every page." He said, "Listen, only somebody what have wisdom and understanding, only he can write Nira lani yudati. Some people write books, they're not so smart to write books. For sure they never write Nira lani yudati. The more you know the more you don't know." And this is his daughter, his wife, what she was a pillar, not only of his house, also of Reb Zalman Auerbach house. This is a little bit about his life, about what he do. And we would like to walk a little bit more in about, and we do this maybe step by step. First, about his life himself, what is unique about him, what kind of person Reb Zalman Nechemia was. We'll say this in this way. He had tremendous love for Torah. And when we talk about tremendous love of Torah, obviously, everyone would decide to go to field of Torah, he have a love of Torah. But to understand what is mean love of Torah, he gave a lot of smiches to many people. And the reason why he do this, you know, many of them don't go to Rabbonis. But to motivate them to make goals and get the goal. If they know they need to come to take test, it means they're focusing to learn. And he every time say, for everyone to grow in Torah, if you work all the week, if you rabbi, if you Rosh Yeshiva, if you melamed, to have goals and to reach the goals. This give a lot ambition and motivation. From this reason, he start to give smichet to rabbanim. This educate them step by step to come more focus. And later, this continue in many, many other fields. One time, somebody say to him, "Rabbi, I go to Russia, to some place out from Russia to run the shul. If the Rabbi can give me some smicha," he recognized on the spot, not shaykh. He said to him, "You know what? Learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch." He gave him to learn Hilchot Kiddush, very practical halachot, and he gave him smicha. He passed the test, Hilchot Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The children said to him, "Abba, what going here? Smicha of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? What? Listen, what kind of question people go to ask him in the place where he go? What day of Hanukkah is today? How many candles we need to light? If we need to put 10 pieces of chometz when you check chometz?" But this, will give him to feel he has something and motivate him to grow and more Torah. And more Torah. One time, not one time, many times, people don't have money. And they need to take a loan. And when you take a loan, person would give you the loan, need to have guarantor. And he said to the people, listen, I give you a loan with one condition. If Reb Zalman Nechemia sign, if you don't pay, he will pay. So, okay, I go to talk to him. And Reb Zalman Nechemia sign of Arbus to come Arev to this money. And when time come to pay, the person say, Rabbi, I tell you the truth, I cannot give you back the money in one shot today. And he give him few checks for different time. And many times, Reb Zalman Nechemia takes the checks and reads the check. Because if he cannot give me back the money, it means he still don't have money. And he go to take from other place. If he give me, but this is Ashrei Maskil Eldal. One time, driver in Eged, Yerushalayim, come to ask him if he would like to come guarantor of loan, what he take. Say yes. If he's so impressed, I'm Rabbi, maybe you come give us shiur to the drivers. Between one shift to the other. Say good. Then Nehemiah come to Eged, the bus station in Jerusalem. He sit with 12 drivers and he gives them shiur. And they like this very much. And now, imagine, the driver go to the bus. You say, who's this kind of driver is? Nobody know. Half hour ago, Reb Zalman Nechemia gives them shiur. He say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you knowledge, to give Torah, to spread Torah, give Torah how much you can. To zoche Baruch asher yakim et divrei HaTorah hazot. Baruch asher yakim. Everyone have his yakim. Everyone build. Everyone keeps divrei HaTorah hazot. And to give him more and more. And I give you an example. This is, I have tears in my eyes when I heard this. One day, Reb Zalman Auerbach say to him, anyway, you give twice a week shiur in Bet El and Gdumim is a 40 minute to Shechem, give shiur in Kever Yosef. Reb Zalman, give shiur in Kever Yosef. What Reb Zalman Auerbach says this, why he says this to him? Because Reb Zalman Auerbach have part of the family was not religion. Generation before, and one of them really want to come close to Torah and mitzvot, to know a little bit the family. And he stay Shabbos at Reb Zalman Auerbach. And he likes this. And he come to other Shabbat. Another Shabbat. And when he stay in his house, after time he ask him maybe go to learn in Or Sameach. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, he grow, he go to the army, he was a special officer. But he have one day big accident in the army. Six of his friends die. He was 1 year in coma. Reb Zalman send all the time students to visit him. The parents see, they care about him. This makes tremendous impact of the family. And thank God in Nisim Nisim he wake up and he learn in Koilel in Shechem. And he asked Reb Zalman Auerbach if he can, Reb Zalman Auerbach asked him if he can go to give shiur. The family relative asked him. The name is Noam Livnat. His sister was a minister in Israel government. And he came to give shiur. 10 people. 10 people in the shiur. After a few weeks, they call him, Rabbi, maybe you can come again. Come again, again, and again. The Kitzur 3 years to give shiur in this place. He drive every week to Shechem, to cover yourself, to give shiur. Years after, it means a few years ago, when he gives shiur in Gdumim, the Rosh Hashiva have simcha. The Rosh Hashiva have come to the simcha. It's one of the chevren, the shiur, after he stopped the shiur, he's come to him and say, Arav, you remember me. My name is Yehoshua Shapira. I was one of the 10 people in your shiur. I want to tell you something. I'm sure with all the respect, the Rebbe said to himself, I go 3 years to give shiur in Shechem to how many? To 10 boys, to 10 students. Maybe it's crazy. Maybe I can give in other place and maybe come 1 month, 1 and 3 months before holidays. And he smiled, he don't say anything. And he said to him, Rebbe, I want to tell you about our group. My name is Rabbi Yoshua Shapira, I'm Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivat Ramat Gan. My other member is Rav Dutkevich, he's Rosh Yeshiva in Yitzhar. And the other one is Rav Ronsky, Zichrono Livracha, he's Rosh Yeshiva in Itamar, who was the chief rabbi of the army. And he said to him, Rebbe, we can tell you this in Aron HaKodesh, what is open. We want to come shepherds, Roe Tzon. After you come to give us shiurim, we come Roe Tzon Amcha Yisrael. We come the shepherd of the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe, don't feel because you teach 10 people, maybe yes, maybe not. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do. Only because you make change in all our life. In all our life. Is Ahavat Torah what you have, you give to 5, to 10, to 100. And the truth is, when we learn, we have the zechut to learn 6 years chavruta every week. I come from KBY, from 83 to 89. And the ambition and motivation to give shiurei Torah, and it's no difference to how many people. I see miracles from this. Mamash. This is Ahavat Torah, what he have in an unbelievable way. And the Smicha Schaver, what the Rav, part of this special program, start, and I connect them to Eliada, my son, and I explain what is mean, Eliada explain more. And the program start to run with 2 places, 3 places. And many times he said to me, he was in every Siyum in Eretz Israel. He said to me, I don't know what is my zchut, this is what he say, to come part in this special program will change the world in my age.
Amazing.
And Rav Amar say, if Rav Zalman Nehemiah part of this, I am also part.
Unbelievable. I want to actually just jump in there for a second because people appreciate what this is. So Rav Goldrichter and Rav Zinhila have, every one of their children is a unique gem. And each of them is making a huge impact in the world. So one of them is actually a friend of mine who was in KBY with me, is Rav Eliada Goldlicht. And one of the many incredible things is after he passed the Rabbanut Smicha, is he turned that into teaching others, and he turned it into a program called Smicha Schavi, which started, as the Rav said, with 2-3 Chaburas in Israel, and now has, I believe, 1,200 men learning around the world. And it's a very specific curriculum to learn halacha, with a bechina at the end of every zman. Every 6 months is a test, and that test is graded. It's a very high bar, it's a very high level shiur, and people get certificates. I actually just wanted to point out, actually, here's an example. So this is an example of one of the certificates. This is actually Dr. Huberfeld's one, because he passed. This is the Baba Yom Yotzat for his father. And if you look very carefully, you'll see that actually there's Rosh Hashanah Baruch Shechter, Rav Amar, and Rav Zalman Nehemiah.
Rav Zalman Nehemiah also.
Now this one actually is now in Zecher Tzadik Livracha, because it's the first time without him, but he used to sign every single certificate of all the people who would take the Bechina around the world, every single different group, just as an example of what the Rav was saying, just to see it in real, and we're about to have a Bechina in a week's time. It's an amazing thing to see, really an incredible thing.
And the idea is, what he like about this is not to give to anyone Torah Rav, it's only to reach the halachot in the house and to bring all the family together. All the family, the children, the wife, and this make him besimche ad blidai, because this was his goal, to spread lehakim et divrei haTorah hazot.
It's amazing. Rav, when did you first meet Rav Zalman Nehemiah? How did you first connect with him?
I have the zechut to born and grow in Sha'ar Chesed, and b'siyata dishmaya, Rav Zalman Nehemiah b'Zecher Tzadik Livracha, with my father, was very, very close friend. Very close friend. He came to our house every week, one or twice, to sit with my father, b'nenei tzedokah, how to, both of them don't have anything, but both of them old Elat families. And also he was Ish Sodo, was a secret man. Many times children still say to me, tell me something about our father, what he said to your father. And there's a bear in same area also. And he said to him, we will come friend after under the neighbors also after under the 20. And he said, my father, Kaddish of Simata Golal. And one day my father asked him, Zichrono Livracha asked him, maybe from time to time, if I can walk in with questions. So what does it mean, question anytime? But if Reb Samzan was very smart, if it's to learn, I have an idea. I talk with my son-in-law. They enjoy to each other. They can learn together. And he connect me to Reb Zalman Nechemia. And we learn 1 week. I come Thursday from KBY after I finish to teach at noontime. And we learn at 2 and 3 hours every Thursday afternoon. 6 years. I offer with them the shiurim, what I give in the yeshiva, and many other inyanim, what we learn. And this make us very, very close. Also, the families come close in smachot, and the children feel very open to go, to ask, to stay with them. And this make elevate my personality in many, many aspects of Torah and spread Torah in level what I cannot believe I can do this. And no question, he stay in front of my eyes all the time about Torah and to teach Torah. And when we talk about this, about Torah, one more story. Every day about this part, because what is the idea of story? The idea of story is not something what, you know, G'doy Le'olom, to teach, to give us also Ahavat Torah. We can adapt one idea. Every day, he come to lunch, and he have a break, rest with his wife. Every day, around 2 to 4. They eat, and he go to rest. He splits the day, after day, afternoon is new day for him. So all many shurim what he give. And around 4 o'clock, he have shul close to his house, he go to give shiur. And around 3:30, he wake up, and he learn. And one day, a group of people come and say, Rebbe, we don't, if the Rebbe can give a shiur. He say, I have only one play, one time, 3:30, and the shul is close to his house. Okay, he rest. He come 3:15 to 20, and he left to give to the shiur. After time, one of the group, one of the students of the group walk in, and the Rebbe can open the door and say, if you can say to the Rebbe, the shiur this week between 3:30 to 4 cannot take place because we have some simcha. She, what? This is the time, yes? He come back home, she said to him, well, what shiur is between 3:30 to 4? He say, I rest, and I wake up, and I go to give the shiur, and the shiur, but anyway, I go to give shiur after this. But I'm sure you prepare the shiur in your living room. Well, all the person does this for him. I don't know you go to give shiur. I mean, all the time, he gives shiurim all over, and he find opportunity. He not care numbers. He not care people, and this put him in another stage. For what's that Torah?
Unbelievable. Rebbe, you know, so many people turned to Rav Zalman Nechemia as, you know, for his psak, for his leadership. I don't think we fully appreciate just how much he was sought after. Can you give a sense of, like, sort of who was turning to him? What kind of issues came across his desk or were turned to him? Like, there were so many different people who wanted his leadership.
One of the famous issue, halacha issue, would come to his desk is prenuptial agreement. In this time in America was people very confused how to write this. And I connect B'Siyata Dishmaya, Reb Zalman Nechemia, to Rabbi Willig. And he write, I have the nusach. One day I give this to you in Hebrew, what Reb Zalman Nechemia write, how exactly to make the prenuptial agreement. And this is a prenuptial agreement, what the RCA use, this is a prenuptial agreement, what go, and this, because of Reb Zalman Nechemia, he not worry to touch any hot potato, any difficult issue. What people don't touch, it takes. And this is one of them, what this meant tremendous effect to a lot people. And he writes it as a way, but it's not to force somebody to give yet, only about issue of money. When the issue of money comes to Beidin now takes the issue of business in the right way, how they know to do this. This is one of things what you do. Also about families that cannot have children. Empundekait. He came with great idea how we can help people, AFLP, definitely they cannot have children. If as a woman can raise a baby the 9 months and after this to give this to them. He had a big argument with his father-in-law. To following after what? After the room, what the baby grow? Or after the egg or the baby, or the zera, what the husband and wife give? Okay? He say to following after the zera and the egg, what the mother give. So the husband say to following after the room. But people say if he will stay in our time, maybe he will change his mind. But this is, was one of the issues. Obviously, many dinei mamonot. He was the Mara de Atra de Eretz Israel about all dinei mamonot. Par excellence. And it was very unique shita and very interesting way. For example, something what is look unusual. People live in building and the person would live in the top floor, for example, he have only the way to walk into the roof. The roof is open, he can use the roof. If we want to walk in, also to enjoy from the roof that is belong to all of us, we need to knock on his door. We do not have stairs from outside. Is if you stay, you can walk in. Sometimes we really want, but it's late in the night or early in the morning. It means he can do what he wants. We, the neighbors, cannot. He says a person who lives in the top, he has more responsibility to keep the roof clean and safety. And if any water walk in through the winter, he need to fix because only he uses. AFLP, you know, the law say if you live in building, what you share same roof together is everyone part is the may bite. Everyone pays the amount of money to show we partners. He say no, because only he enjoy. He enjoy, in other hand, he also need to pay what other people cannot enjoy. Very interesting. This is a make big difference in many, many in Yanim. I give you another example, very, very interesting. Rabbi Zalman Auerbach say, when you come to Hanukkah candles, the mitzvah is to light in Chutz La'aretz, people have house. As many of them light in the front of the door of the house, correct? But you have front yard and you have also gate when you walk to the front yard. Where you light Hanukkah candle? Rabbi Zalman Auerbach say, in the front of the doorway of the house. Not in the front of the doorway of the walk in to the front yard. Why? Because if you come with your car and you make shopping for your wife and you have a lot of stuff, you never leave this in the street besides the doorway of the front yard, because in this place people can walk in and take this. It's not a safety place. This is Mamash Reshut Arabim. And we need to light Hanukkah candle Neri Shubeito. It's from this reason he said to light in the front of the doorway of your house. Rav Zalman Chaim say no, because you have front yard and you have fence, light this in the front or front of the building where you live. This time is the first grandson of Rav Zalman Auerbach born, the grandson of Rav Zalman Chaim, and this the Shabbos Shalom Zohar was Shabbos Chanukah, and this Shabbos Chanukah Rav Zalman spends the Shabbos by his son-in-law. And time to light Hanukkah candle take place is Reb Shlomo Zalman light in the front of the doorway of the house. Reb Zalman Nechemia light in the front of the doorway of the building. In two different places. And is this Shalom Zohar is a 5-generation sleep and small house what he have in the place that he live from the time when he married. And Reb Shlomo Zalman never say to him, do how you feel. This is my derech. And every week in 45 years, Reb Zalman Auerbach and Reb Zalman Nechemia was related to each other, because after 45 years, Reb Zalman Auerbach passed away. Every week, they learn together. Every week, sometimes in Shabbat afternoon when they come to Suda Shlishit, sometimes in the week, Reb Shlomo Zalman say to him all the question what come to his desk in the week. Reb Zalman Nechemia say also, and they share together. Moreover, in the first 15 years after he married, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach prepares the shiur kloli, what he give in Kol Torah, with Reb Zalman Nechemia. וזה רב זלמן נחמיה. And he say, I have difficult time. Very difficult time. Why? Because I prepare sugiya, I learn a lot, and I come, I'm very excited. And I say to him, I feel, נראה לנו יודעתי, how we said before, I feel this is a way to explain. And he say to me, yes, this is the Ktsot, this is this place, this is a Nativot mentions this idea. Almost every chidush what I say, he told me about one of the Gdoili what talk about this before him. And many times he feel, I cannot walk in and say my point in the sugiya, my perspective in sugiya. And everything he do this in very easy way, in a very humble way. He never give to anyone to feel for a second, I am genius, I am godly. No, he take buses and car service, not anything. And you feel so comfortable to come close, and this bring people to hear us a romemut. You know, the respect that people have to him make tremendous, tremendous impact of people.
That's incredible. Maybe he was, Rav Zalman Nechemia spoke everywhere. I remember when I was in Kerem Yavne, he would give, he would come every other week for a Shir Klali in Kerem Yavne. And as you mentioned before, Kedunim, you know, Kever Yosef. At the same time, he managed to have this respect from all sides. Everybody respected him, yet he crossed all boundaries. He didn't stay in one camp. How did he do that? How did he manage to be in all worlds at once?
The answer is, Reb Zalman Nechemia never ran after 1% of kavod all his life. Why? Because he don't know what is mean kavod. He don't know what is mean kavod. He know what is mean Torah. He know what is mean Am Yisrael. And the language of machloket don't was his language. And every time he says to me also, look, in the beginning we have machloket between, for example, Aguda and Mizrahi. After this, we have machloket Aguda and Pai, Poale Agudat Israel. After this, with Chabad. After this, and interesting, every time when new machloket take place, people don't talk again about the machloket not before. If you have machloket, you need to mention all A, B, C, D machlokot all the time. It's machloket. It means it's not Hashem Shamayim. It's not Hashem Shamayim. And this what make him to connect himself to different kinds of people. And this I learned from him also. To speak to different type of communities. When you go in Eretz Israel from Shabbatot, before the Corona, the different community, you can talk to the Shomer HaTzair, and Hasidei Chabad, and Etz, and Aguda, and Hasidut, and Modern Orthodox, same Torah. The Torah is one Torah. You give the Torah, you deliver the Torah in different nuances, but bottom line is exactly same. Exactly same. And this was his unique. He not care what you dress. He care how he need to dress you with Torah and mitzvot and shiurim and dress us. This is what he see. From this reason, he only see Torah by everyone. He know what going. He know the news. He was then in Bet Adin HaElyon. He see all the dirty cases would come to Bet Adin HaElyon and all the difficult questions. And everyone, every simcha, what he come, is take 2 or 3 minutes, what different type of people come and try to take the opportunity to mevarer with them to Shela. And with his smile, he answer. This would make him unique. Okay? You know, in English, we say the difference between united and untied, where I put the eye. There I put the eye, correct. He don't put himself in the middle. You know, every day we start his mode ani. In Hebrew, he's right to say ani mode. It's not the way to say modeh, ani modeh, this would say in Hebrew. But he say, I cannot start my day with the word ani. First, thank you. After this, comes the ani. His mean, and this was his personality. And from this reason, he walk, he make himself to everyone, anytime. And he never say, come later. You know, people find through the years. If you want to examine, if you want to examine Nehemiah, will do something, you need to say to him, "Im ze lo kashe l'rav, if it's not tircha for the rav, immediately go to do. Immediately go to do. If not tircha, tircha for me to do for you, what does it mean? And it's not movie, it's real. It's real, mamash real. And every Shabbat Chol HaMoed, he go to Efrat, to Rabbi Riskin, he gives shiur in his sukkah. In his sukkah. When all the argument about Chabad, he gives shiur in Chabad. No one start with them to attack them. Why? Because Tov li Torah picha me'alfei zehav ha'chesef. He sell Torah. And other places, these people cannot, if it's Torah, you cannot touch him. You cannot do anything. The 9 months of his life was very, very difficult. Time of the corona. He stayed in the house. And this mamash, he not passed away with corona. But it was so, it feels so, so difficult. Cannot go outside to give shiurim, to spread the Torah. People call him, but he's not saying. He's not saying. And the week before he passed away, he takes a frack and he stands at the door. She says, where are you going? I need to go to Kever Rachel. I need to talk to Mama Rachel. Like, this was the last mile of what he done in Minyan, in Kever Rachel. And this was when he get blood in his brain, the stroke, and they take him to the Hadassah hospital and they make MRI. All the professors say, we hear in the hospital ears. We never see brain. Somebody age of 90, the brain look same of somebody age of 20. Od yenuvun v'seiva, d'sheinim v'rananim miyu. Brain, our look, and they show it as a family picture. How the brain change in different age. Exactly same brain of somebody of age of 20. This is what Torah make and build and make people become the pillars of the generations.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Harav, what was a Margal of Apume? What was something that just, you know, when you're learning with him, was there a certain Dvar Torah, a certain thing that would always be his mahut?
I tell you few during what he say, what people, he says this of his name, people very impressed. First, the Gemara in Ketubot, Daf Yudalef, Ev Sugiyah of Ger Katan. Ger Katan, we believe it on Daat Beidin. Is Rashi come and say, Ger Katan before age of 13, we believe it on Daat Beidin, Umagao Beyayim Kasher. If he touch wine, you can't drink the wine. You can't drink the wine. You know, when Goy touch wine, what the wine is open and is not mevushal, we cannot drink the wine. This is the reason what all the places that we have wedding all over the world, the wine, what stands as the chupa is mevushal. This is the rule. And Goy Katan, but if he touch the wine, the wine is okay. The wine is okay. These people want to say, because the geirus is only the Rabbanan, because all the isu, if Goy touch, open, battle of fun, what is not mevushal is only isur de rabonon, mishum chatnut. And why Rashi mentions is the girl is the Rabbanan, and everybody scream about Rashi. How you can say ger katan, the girl is the Rabbanan? And the shita mekubetz at Rishonim. He says, the Gemara say in Masechet Avodah Zarah, when Goy, Gadol, convert, the first year, afol pi go to the shul, and he daven, and he's a great man, any wine what he touch, if it's not mevushal, you cannot drink. Why? Because still he has in his mind Leshem Avodah Zarah. It's a time when the serve Avodah Zarah. It's because after year is the uproot this machshove. But the first year about this, I'm come and say, don't drink from the wine. Siag, because maybe he still sing Leshem Avodah Zarah mikoach ha'ergel. Come Rashi and say, but if it's Goy Katan is not Shakua b'Avodah Zarah. He not go to the church to serve Avodah Zarah. He's Magao Beyayim from the first minute is Kasher. We don't need to wait one here, he can touch. Rashi, don't come to say Zegeros is the Rama. Zegeros is the Oraita. Now, if it's the Oraita, it's different from Gadol. The one who touch, you can drink, it's no problem. Many times in Agadah Shel Pesach, we say, Kulanu Chachomim, Kulanu Nevonim, Kulanu Modim Et HaTorah, no? It's why we say this again next year. Why we say this again next year? He asked Hillel HaSeder. Say, why? Because look what happened in Russia. People lost Chachomim, Nevonim, all G'day Le'olam. 70 years, not with Torah, they don't say Moideani. They don't say anything. And this is Leshitosoi. Every time we say, the way to enjoy, the way to grow in Torah, if you give shiur, if you give sicha, if you give drasha, if you give anything, have somebody say this to him. If not have anyone, say this to yourself. Talk to yourself. Chazore, chazore, chazore. You have this, you can catch this in your hand. 4 or 5 times, for sure people forget. But after you say this a few times, it's come more smooth. And also, you say, you want to give good shiur? Say this to somebody. Shlomzam, I need to give the shiur to Shlomzam and Nechem before I give shiur klali? Yes! Because when you stand in front of class, you have in your mind me'alech, and you know what we have in our mind is not what we have in our lips. Hashem sfatai tiftach ufi agit te'ilatecha le'adam ma'archei lev u'me'ashem ma'ane lashon. You can sing and it look good, but when you come to talk, when you say this to somebody, and also you repeat about this again and again, when you come to the crowd to say this to him, wow! Big shiur. So not that they feel you take this from your lips, okay? But this shiur, you have amal of this few times. This is when he say, "Kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim." We know the sugya. We heard the shiur. No. Again. In this way, you can say this is good. And this is what he says every time. Also, people give same shiur sometimes. It's not okay. I heard the shiur and we close the window of the ears, and we forget that every time it's coming different nuance in different way, and we can get this. This is Kinyan Torah, what every time we say.
So there's so much to learn, So it's so inspiring. Let's perhaps close in this direction. What is something that we as regular folks, we as people who are aspiring or growing or trying to become better, how can we be a little bit more like Harav Zalman Nechemia? How can we be
before I answer of this special question, one more point. I give you an example. They have question many times, if you change Isur Deoraita to Isur Derabanan, is have more kules, Bishat Adchak, etc. And people ask him to write Tachbulot Leorid, way to take down Isur Deoraita Le Derabanan. And this takes place in Halacha Verefua, in 5 value, on the spot, he write over 80 sources. On the spot. How we can change, and how we cannot change, sometimes is to the right to the Rabbanan, and sometimes we cannot. Something else what was very, very important to him, and he write about this article, what he many times said to people to read this. Sometimes people come and say, you know, some reason of mitzvahs don't take place in our time. If the reason don't take place, we can make it. And he say around about this, and he say how he feel pain and people write about this, and he say, אני מאמין באמונה שלמה שזאת התורה לא תהיה מוחלפת ולא תבוא תורה אחרת. This is the Torah, cross the board, all the generation. And he say many times, very interesting, when we stay to get the Torah, הקדוש ברוך הוא say, שלושה ימים, אל תיגשו אל אישה. We separate ourselves from our five, 3 days, prepare ourselves to קבלת התורה. After this, the Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say, Lechem mor lahem, shuvu lo alichem. Go tell them, they can go back with the wives. Why need to say this? Because Baruch Hu say 3 days, 3 days is over, we know. Batel atam, batel, no, why? To show to us, we cannot say, if the reason not relevant, mimele, the mitzvah is also not relevant. And this was for him very, very important, because this is many times borders between to do the right, or to take ourselves to the direction what sometimes create a lot of argument, a lot of machloket, and a lot separation. And this he mentioned many times, and he write about this with many sources, so nice. And the question what the Rav asked about what we can take for him. What we can take for him is to know mimkomcha yikreucha, mishelcha yitnu lecha gmor en soita, ve'en adam nogea bechadro kem lo anima. Is mean what you deserve, you will get. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. he gave to give shiur at this place and this place and this. That number one. Number two, he say what Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach say to us many times, and both of them say in the same language. What is the big kavod to give us a person kavod? Give him other kavod. Give him. If you feel you need more, send this UPS other package to him of kavod every time. Also, he say to have goals in life. I mentioned before, goals in life is mean in any field. You want to start to learn with your child to the bar mitzvah? Don't start three weeks, 2 weeks, and stop. This is the goal. This is the zman kavua. You don't change the zman. Except something unusual. And immediately before you change, you say this, and you make other zman. Also, shiur kavua. Everything to have goals, and the goal motivate and put people in standard what they can get and learn more. And this is one of the reasons also what he, when he spoke in Smichat Chaver, this is what he mentioned. People have the goal. They need to finish. They need to learn this. And this sometimes they this really helps them and elevates them. Also is to understand we can learn from everyone. We can learn from everyone. The question is, how we look for our children. Sometimes they are troublemakers. They make problems in the school, make problems in many places. But every Ima and every Rabbi say, my son, Neshama, Neshama, he's so pure, he's so great. Come on, he's a troublemaker first class. We decide to look for our children in a positive way and we, to motivate them then in this way. Also, when we look about other people. Sometimes people ask a question, the question don't start. Ah, yes, interesting. Kol hakavod. Okay? It means if he ask, it means he listen. If he listen to me, I need also to listen to him. Yes, it's a good question. And I explain, same thing what I said before. He say, but more nice, more, oh, thank you. He feel good, he come back, he say, Ima, or he say to his wife, I ask good question. And this rabbi come and say to me, wow, it's a good question. Or if you don't say this, people learn, wow, you ask good, 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 1 minute, good. And this, the way what make all our life, all the time, is excitement, with motivation, and to feel happy. And lirot yamim, you want to see your days? What is the key? Lirot tov. Or ev yamim is somebody what is a perspective of tov, he say. And when we take this, and this is very unique and very special. And also, good to do, not every time, because the location is happened, but any opportunity, what people have, when they have young children, to take them in Chol HaMoed, in special time, to walk to special Rabbonim, in the area where they live, to get bracha, to say Leishe Basuka, to make Bikur in Chol HaMoed, the children grow and they see face to face Talmidei Chachamim, they see how Abba, how Ima like Torah, they see how this is real, how this is real, and this make tremendous impact of generations after. And this help them to grow more naturally, and also they can see how we have multicultural. And we can take good from everything. And after we finish to visit some this rabbi, this plonim, wow, you see what we learn from him. And they feel the excitement. This is a gadol shimusha yoter milimuda, because this makes the base of all the way to grow. And what I can say, Reb Zalman Nechemia, in Rosh Chodesh Elul, the day what he passed away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, ve'ata po amod imadi. Our Gizbora said to Moshe Rabbeinu. He have all his life leather, what in one side is stuck in the ground and the other side touch the sky. Mutza v'arza v'roshom agi ha-shamayimah. Kadosh Baruch Hu say to him, amod imadi, now stay with me. But he leave for us the leather to go up and down on this leather. And this sulam, and to share and to get, and in this way, we really can show how Torah is Torah's Chaim, how Torah is Yekarai Mipninim, and everyone can do in his life everything what he wants. Because Baruch Hu don't say to anyone to do, you like this field, go good luck. This is your field. But when we connect this to Torah, this is the real bracha. How Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, bless the Shvotim, and he come and say to Zvulun, Ule Zvulun Amar, Smach Zvulun Vetzetecha, Veisachar Beoalecha. To whom Moshe Rabbeinu talk? To Zvulun or to Isachar? Or both of them? The answer is to Zvulun. You Zvulun, you go to work, Smach Zvulun Vetzetecha. Go with excitement to your work. When you come back home, you will come Isachar Beoalecha. It's not one Zvulun, one Isachar. The Zvulun come Isachar. And this every time, when you have opportunity to give shiurim to people who work, drivers in Eged or any places, not only people that learn Torah all the time. And you say, this is Gishmak. And we take this with us. And specifically when we stay in the beginning of months of Nisan, his new beginning, is Bezat Hashem, if everyone will pick one idea or two, this is Mamash Leinu Nishmato, and we can take from this more freedom, more happiness, and more bracha. And my dear friend, Rabbi Yaakov Tramp Shlita, thank you very much. It was a great opportunity. Every time it's pleasure and honor to see you, to talk to you, because we'll give you Elat Siyata Dishmaya, Elat Bracha, to raise your special community, mitoch Briyut, Archav HaSadas, Minuch HaShanefesh, ושמחה, you, your wife, and all your special children.
Amen, amen. Harav, thank you very, very much for taking that. This has been incredibly motivating, personally and communally. And I want people to know, Harav Goldberg gives a Monday night shiur in the five towns. And this opportunity to be able to connect with Harav Goldberg continually, Bezrat Hashem. And Bezrat
Hashem, now is the Zoom.
Now it's Zoom, Bezrat Hashem, Be'asid HaKara, Shenizkeh, and it should be in person as well. Harav, Mayanasecha Chutza, that should continue to be Mashpia to the rest of the world. Thank you for giving us this time today.
Thank you very much for the great opportunity. Chodesh Tov, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, okay.